right, we're back. Here in the Radio Hut, good morning. Coming to you live from Dakota Avenue. It's August 6th. You've got clouds and 66 degrees. And I have got Mandy Steinberger in here, Breckenridge Community and Family Teen Center. Good morning.
Good morning, Bill.
How are you?
I am doing well. How are you?
I'm doing good. And we chat once a month about things coming up in the month of August.
Yes.
And looking at this, because you always give me the sheet when you come in here, and it's jam-packed, and again, you're going to deflect and toss it to your crew, because it's like keeping all this stuff straight must be a full-time job.
Well, it's just looking at, like, what are the things that we can provide with the skill set that we have.
Mm-hmm.
And so everybody at the Teen Center does have their skill set, and I like to bring about those. I like to bring that out and utilize that.
Well, you as a leader have a good way of maximizing that with people, too. So that is definitely a gift. So thank you for that.
Absolutely.
What is happening here? I'll just let you get to it, because we got to talk about Family Fun Night, too. But first, what's going on in August?
Absolutely. So, of course, we have our summer hours, which are 1 to 5 p.m. Monday through Thursday. You can come on over. It's a fantastic place. If you haven't checked it out yet, I would honestly check it out. There's no cost. The only thing that we have there is concessions if you feel like eating.
Right.
But yeah, there's a lot of indoor and outdoor activities, games that we have, and it's really great for all ages. Honestly, we have things for littles. We've got things for elderly. We've got something for everyone there. And so anyone under 10, of course, needs to be accompanied by an adult. But it's a fun place to be.
It's a good vibe.
It is.
It really is a very good vibe over there.
Mm-hmm. It is. But today, I'm going to just go into today. What we've got going on today specifically is one of our summer craft days. And we are going to be making custom drinking glasses with straws. So we're going to have the stickers out. We have some cricket sayings on there, so they can get creative and make their own like drinking glass. So I come on over. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Nothing better than creative.
Right.
Let me tell you, you go from Shrinky Dinks to this.
Uh-huh.
Okay, that is quite a leap.
Yeah. No. Yeah. We've done. We've done tie-dye, we've done shrinkedings, we've
everything.
Done, it's everything. Grass heads. I got a message from one of the people that came in for grass heads, and she's like, they're still going strong. I made a grassroots band, and she shows me the picture of her little grass heads, like with the guitar, and it was
so
hilarious.
So she's got the whole group of grass heads playing.
Yeah. Yeah, it's hilarious, but it's we've done so many different things with that, and Penny is my craft lady, and she rocks it. That's her skill. And
yeah, because you always say I'm not crafty at all.
I am allergic to crafts.
I doubt that.
Yeah, hives and everything. You know?
So what else? What else happened?
And so next week we've got stained glass jars using tissue paper. So
I've seen those.
Yes,
those are fun.
So that's what we've got. Those are our two last summer crafts. That's this Wednesday, which is today, and then next Wednesday. We've moved it from Thursday because our craft lady has stuff going on Thursdays this month and we need her. So
people just show up? I mean, yep. No pre-registration?
There's
or anything
no
like
pre-registration.
That,
nope.
Okay.
There's no pre-registration. You show up. It's free. You get to take the craft with you when you're done. There's little tea lights that are going to go in there so they can really enjoy that. And it's just a whole lot of fun. And like I said, it's there is no cost to it. You just come and enjoy and enjoy the facility, too. We have lemonade and all of that. So free lemonade for them and to enjoy. It's a good time.
Good time
it's a
and
good time.
A great way to spend a summer day.
Yes, it is.
Absolutely.
And then we've got our Monday Madness. Every Monday, we've got a different tournament going on. And you guys come on in. Those are days where it's where we just look for people to come in and enjoy. This Monday we had pool. Next Monday we have volleyball on the 11th, and then we have flag football after that, the Monday after that. So all of those Mondays, and then of course no tournament on the 4th Monday because we'll have our movie day.
Sure. Oh, I can't wait for this one.
And we are going to watch Despicable Me.
Oh, I love it.
And of course we have Econo. That's going to be decorating our three cookie sandwiches that we put up, and they're massive. Those things are just massive. And they decorate them. I tell them, creative freedom. You do you.
Dude, yeah, and they do it. They get it done.
Oh my goodness! Every time I'm just like, you guys are awesome. They are talented over there.
Can I let you in on a little secret?
Sure.
I was a minion in a former life.
I was
a minion from Despicable Me. The first time I saw that movie, I went, was me.
I was too.
Okay, so
mom would agree with you.
That's what we got in common. So a great movie for the month of August. That's
absolutely
Monday, August 25th. All right.
Yes, and then that's what we've got. We've got Pete's by the Slice for $2 on our movie day, and of course admission is free. We've got the door prizes. We've got free popcorn. We've got treats. It's, again, from 1 to 5. All of these are during our open hours. Of course, our tournaments, we just ask that people are there by 2 for mm-hmm. tournament days so that, they can get it going.
Right.
So,
folks, you got a great resource over there. Definitely use it.
Yes.
And can we talk about family, your fun day happening here?
Well, I mean, I think that we... going with what we offer into what Family Fun Night fundraiser kind of is a good segue.
It is a great segue. I'll let you do it here. Family Fun Night, September 16th.
Yes, September 16th this year, you guys. Those that have been there in the past, it is a absolutely fantastic night. And we have a lot going on. Of course, our main event of the night is the Breckenridge Police Department against the Breckenridge Fire Department in a tug of war.
Who's going to win that?
Now, we've got the Breck PD as the winners. Like, they've won more than the fire department. So,
oh, there's vendetta there.
I'm guessing the fire department is going to be bringing it this year.
They're
going to
bring it this year. Trust me on that.
And then, of course, we'll have the climbing wall. Piccadilly is coming with her face painting, and that woman is talented.
That's creative.
Yep. And then we've got the fire department has their fire gear for the kids to try on, their fire prop. We've got Econo Foods sponsoring our food. We'll have hot dogs, chips, and then Gate City Bank is going to be giving us some chocolate chip cookies that they're baking up fresh.
Those are the best.
It's going to be fantastic. We're going to have indoor and outdoor games. And then we've got the caricature artist that we have at Chalkfest?
Is that Trevor?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I went to school with him.
He worked here.
Oh, he did?
For a while. He was on in the afternoon here on
KBMW. That's awesome.
Great guy and a phenomenal caricature artist.
Yes. I've had 2 of them done by him.
Yeah.
He's going to be there.
Fantastic.
We're going to have, I think it's going to be up to 20 different drawings for people that get to have their caricature done.
He is the best. Uh-huh. As far as caricatures, he is he's incredible.
Yep. And then we'll have like I said, I've had 2 done. I had one with Tempe, my daughter.
Okay.
Who says hi, by the way. And then I had one with my son Theo.
Wow.
I talked to my oldest and I was like, next year, do you want it? He's like, nope.
Nope.
I'm like, come on.
Nope.
No, he's 20. He'll be 20.
Okay.
So he's maybe.
He's 20.
I mean.
Yeah, you don't got to say anymore.
No.
Yeah.
Right. And so, and then we've got prizes. Now, that being said, we could use prizes.
Mm-hmm.
So,
all right.
So anybody, businesses, sponsorships, we've got, reach out to me for sponsorships. I'm going to be trying my best to reach out. I'm one person that does all of this, that puts all of this together. So a big help to me would be reaching out to me if you're listening and you're wanting to sponsor. Reach out to me. You can find me on Facebook at the Family Community Center Breckenridge, or you can my phone number is everywhere. It's 701-640-6829. I would love to get a sponsorship request and acceptance form from you. Anyone that is wanting to do prize, any prizes that you want to submit. We do like to go around to the local like Taco John's, Dairy Queen, those, and get coupons for that and have those in our prize baskets. But that's going to be what I'm going to be eating and breathing.
I love it.
Sleeping.
I love it. And again, that's September 16th, folks. So get that on your calendar.
From 5 to 7 p.m. And then free will donations. Our prize registration is just going to be $1 a ticket. It is a fundraiser, so come with generosity, but also come with a lot of fun on your heart.
Right, yeah, good vibe.
Yes.
Another good vibe event over there at the Community Center. Mandy, great to have you in here. And look forward to our chat. We're going to talk more about Family Fun Night when you come back in September, okay?
Absolutely.
All right, Mandy Steinberger, Breckenridge Community and Family Teen Center. It's 9:18 here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450 KBMW. Good morning.
Covered yet. There's at least another million miles under these old bus treads. So if you think I'm going